Hi, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Kay.
Hi, my name's Teresa.
This week we are continuing on with Dr. David Jeremiah's Hope, Fearlessly, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. Our topic today is Do Things That Honor the Lord. And Teresa, what's our verse for today?
Our verse for today is, trust in the Lord and do good. Psalm 37:3.
Here, David tells us that we respond to God first by trusting and then by doing good, trust and obey. Trust is an act of the mind, while obedience is an act of the hands and feet. Once we set our minds on the wisdom of God, we get busy doing things He would have us do. It's simple but empowering. Trust in the Lord and do good.
Let's look first at the trust step, the think right step. Paul's advice to his protege, Timothy, captures it well. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. 1 Timothy 6, 6-8.
Godliness with contentment is the mindset for right thinking, the pinnacle of wisdom in the Christian life. Don't crave more than you need. Demonstrate your trust in God by being content with what you have. It's why Paul could be stripped of all he owned and thrown into prison, yet still manifested incredible joy. The world is filled with wealthy, miserable people who have everything but contentment. Their money is an empty god that will never fill the vacuum in their souls with peace. Here Paul points those with money towards right thinking. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come. From 1 Timothy 6:17 through 19.
Paul stresses the idea of both thinking rightly, trust, and then acting rightly, obedience. Right thinking means trusting in an unshakable God instead of riches that we can't take with us. Right acting means doing good, which builds a heavenly nest egg of riches waiting just for us. How cool is that going to be? That's what I said. We want a lot of those in our crowns.
We do. Yes.
That's not being selfish either. Some people say, right. Well, that sounds selfish. It's like, no, it's not. And he tells us we can work towards that, and that's what we work towards.
These insights echo throughout the scripture, and they are summed up in Paul's restatement of Job's famous observation, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out, from 1 Timothy 6:7. Someone has observed that life is ultimately like a board game of Monopoly. You go around a few times, you collect paper money and houses, and then, sooner or later, it all goes back in the box.
That's very true. What we often hear of wealth is true. You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. Jesus said, here it is, we can lay up treasures in heaven. That means we can live now in a way that earns a kind of interest for the next life. Whenever we serve a fellow human being, we're earning that kind of spiritual capital. Jesus said that even giving a cup of cold water to someone in need is rewarded in heaven. Matthew 10:42. He also said that when we amass treasures in heaven, no moth can eat them away and no robber can steal them. Matthew 6:19-20. Yeah, baby.
Amen to that, right?
Yeah.
The great Christian leader, John Wesley, lived in a time of financial disruption. He took those words of Jesus very seriously. The Industrial Revolution was causing a massive move to the cities. Farms were lost. Small town economics collapsed. The epidemics of crime and disease plagued the cities. The rich grew richer and the poor grew in number.
Wesley saw the crowds of hurting people as Jesus would see them, and he designed ministries to care for them. His ministry became a financial success, and his annual salary grew to be the modern day equivalent of $160,000. Wesley calculated the small sum that he really needed, and he gave the rest away. He saw it as investing in the things of God, which never perish, Wesley said.
By no means was John Wesley against the ideal of wealth. His problem was with storing up the treasures on earth. When wealth could be such a marvelous tool for his ministry, he once preached a sermon in which he proposed the best attitude we can have towards wealth. Gain all you can, save all you can, give all you can.
When we do things that honor the Lord, we invest in eternity. And that brings me to a story of a lady who was wealthy and she lost everything, to even to where she had to go to food pantries. So she was, it humbled her and it hurt her, you know, to go in there and do that. And a lady just put her arm around her and she said, please don't be embarrassed. I was where you were. And she said, please take this. And by that little caring for that woman and hugging her and giving her the food that she needed, it just kept going and going and going. So the woman that it helped, she opened up a shelter for people. And it's just incredible, the chain reaction when you give and when you understand and you don't make people feel like, oh, it's you again, you want more food. You can't make people feel bad, even if they came to you every day to that food pantry and said, I need cereal for my kids.
Right.
You cannot judge, please don't judge, and make them feel welcome always, no matter what, because if it is not on the up and up, they'll deal with God. So anyway, Kay, next week, what are we going to talk about?
Dwell on the faithfulness of the Lord.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day. And if today were your last day, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice.